ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతిం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేశ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టకీ. On the auspicious occasion of the appearance of Lord Krishna, today we are discussing the Brahma Vimohana Leela of Srimad Bhagavatam. We will be reciting the sloka of Canto 10, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Chapter 14 and Text 58. Samasritaḥ ఏ పద పల్లవ ప్లవం మహత్ పదం పుణ్య యశః మురారే భవ అంబుదిః వత్స పదం పరం పదం 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 యత్ విపదాం తేషాం. సమాశ్రితాయే పదపల్లవ ప్లవం సమాశ్రితాయే పదపల్లవ ప్లవం మహత్పదం పుణ్యయశో మురారే మహత్పదం పుణ్యయశో మురారే భవాంబుదిర్వత్స పదం పరం పదం భవాంబుదిర్వత్స పదం పరం పదం 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 యద్విపదాం నతేషాం పదం పదం యద్విపదాం నతేషాం. సమాశ్రితాయే పదపల్లవ ప్లవం మహత్పదం పుణ్యయశో మురారే భవాంబుదిర్వత్స పదం పరం పదం 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 యద్విపదాం నతేషాం.
మహత్పదం పుణ్యయశో మురారే ఆంబుదిర్వత్స పదం పరం పదం పదం యద్విపదాం నతేషాం. సమాశ్రితాయే పదపల్లవ ప్లవం మహత్పదం పుణ్యయశో మురారే ఆంబుదిర్వత్స పదం పరం పదం 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 యద్విపదాం నతేషాం. సమాశ్రితాయే పదపల్లవ ప్లవం padam yadvi padam natesham. Samasitaye padapallava plavam. Mahat padam punya yasho murare. Bhavamburi vatsa padam padam.
Mataji's
Samasitaye padapallavatam Mahatpadam punyaya shomurahe Padam yadvi padam natesham.
Word to word meaning, samasitaye,
having taken shelter,
those who, pada, of the feet, pallava, like flower buds, plavam, which are a boat, mahat, of the total material creation, or of the great souls, padam, the shelter, punya, supremely pious, yasaha, whose fame, murare, of the enemy of demon Mura, bhava, of the material existence, ambudihi, the washan, vatsapadam, the hoof print of a calf, parampadam, the supreme abode, vaikunta, padam padam, at every step, yat, where, vipadam, of the material miseries, na, none, tesam, for them. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon. The ocean of material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikunta, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Purport. This translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text 51. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, this verse summarizes the knowledge presented in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, this verse summarizes the knowledge presented in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna's lotus feet are described as pallava, flower buds, because they are most tender and of a pinkish hue. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, the word pallava also indicates that Lord Krishna's lotus feet are just like desire trees, which can fulfill all the desires of the Lord's pure devotees. Even exalted devotees like Sri Narada, who are themselves the great shelter for the conditioned souls in this universe, personally take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Thus, it is natural that when Lord Krishna manifested himself as all the young boys and calves of Vrindavan, their parents were more attracted to them than previously. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure and being all attractive, the ultimate object of everyone's love. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Ghanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபாதமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தீனதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய தேவம் வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபா சிந்துப்யேவச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. நமோம் விஷ்ணுபாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரஸ்தாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்திவேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதி தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஸ்தாச்ய தேச தாரிணே. ஜய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைத்தன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதார ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌரபக்தவ்ருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, consisting of three chapters, the description about one of the important pastimes of Lord Krishna, bewildering even Lord Brahma, the first created being in this universe. If Brahma could be bewildered, then we can understand how nobody is exempted in this universe. No exemption possibility. So Sukadeva Goswami, he was describing the pastime of how at the age of 5 Lord Krishna, along with his boys friends, he went to the forest, taking care of the calves. He was 5 years. 5 years is Kaumaram, Kumar, the age of Kaumar. So that particular day, Krishna told the boys, "Today let us have a picnic. We will go to a nice place and we will have a picnic today." They said, "Yes, Krishna wants and we all want also." So in that way, all of them, they brought from their homes Sri Sri Radharas Vihari Ji Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Anuman Ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki. So they brought tiffin, lunch, from their homes. Different people brought different items and they were on the way to find a nice spot for their picnic. So when they were going, on the way the boys noticed something very special, and that was they found something like a huge object with a big opening, and they thought it's a big cave. This big cave they were not seeing. They said, "Hey Krishna, see this, this is nice place, let's go inside and have some before the picnic. So we will starter, let us have a starter picnic in this cave." Krishna said, "No, no, no, not necessary. This is not a real spot that we are looking for. They already are uncontrollable. They already went inside, and that mountain cave was nothing other than the mouth of Agashur. He was keeping the mouth open so that he will swallow everybody. Agashur was brother of Putana." So Krishna helplessly was seeing that everybody already went inside. Now there is no scope. He has to go also inside. And the whole pastime of how he killed Agasura was described by Sukadeva Goswami. And he mentioned at the end of this pastime that at the age of 6, 1 year afterwards, when the boys returned home, they all declared to the parents that, "Hey, today Krishna killed a big snake, python, he killed." Actually, he killed 1 year back. He didn't kill that day, in actuality. And Sukadeva Goswami mentions that 1 year afterwards, the boys declared. Then Parikshit Maharaj, who was in rapt attention anyway, he was not feeling sleepy. 1 year, kya hota hai 1 year, theek hai, aage padho. No, 1 year? What is that? Why after 1 year they will have to declare? That leads to the pastime of Brahma Vimohana Leela in this chapter. So, after killing Agashu, Lord Krishna, along with the friends, they all went to a place which was on the bank of the river. Yeah, very fine sand. And the river was flowing nicely. And the trees, nice trees, everywhere it is, but this is more special. With tender grass, very important. So along the side, there were tender grass. So the boys are tending the calves. Calves cannot eat, very grown-up grass. Tender grass is more softer. So the calves can eat the very soft grass. So they found, hey, this is nice place. We can have our picnic and let the calves have their picnic also. This is a nice grass here. So, all of them, they allowed the calves to first drink water. All the calves nicely drank water, satisfied. Then the boys tied the calves to the nearby trees where there is sufficient grass. Grasses are there. So that the calves actually can eat the grass. So in this way, they first settled down the calves and then they sat down on the bank of the river where there is a very nice sand, very soft, smooth sand. So Krishna sat and around Krishna, like circle, the boys also sat. One circle, two circles, there are so many boys, so many circles. And Sukadeva Goswami described, it looked like a lotus flower. The oval in the center and the petals around. Krishna is the oval, the center, pedestal kind of thing, oval. And all the boys are sitting like petals around. Then the boys started removing their, tiffin boxes, what they brought. And when you open, you'll have to keep. So somebody found some leaves, lotus leaves they brought to keep their items, leaves. Somebody brought some big flowers around, keeping on the flowers. Somebody brought a bark of a tree, that is his plate. These are all different plates, different kinds of plates. Bark of a tree. Somebody couldn't find, he thought that there is a rock. He just cleansed the rock with the kapada and then rock became the plate. Saintly person. Saintly person don't depend on a plate. They eat on the rock. He can keep the rock itself clean. He can put on the rock and eat. In this way, all of them, they found different plates, quote unquote, to keep their different items. So each one of them brought from their house various items. And they were exchanging. Oh, you brought that, please give that, you take this. Exchanging item. Oh, you brought rasgulla, no, you take peda and give rasgulla to me. So they were exchanging and engaged in enjoying the different kinds of preparations their mothers have provided with them. When this was happening, Lord Brahma was descending and from a distance he could see that Krishna is sitting in the middle and all over around the boys are sitting and they are just eating, and taking from one's basket and, there is no strict rules and there is nothing like rules. Everybody sitting in a row and don't talk while you are eating. Prasadam all, announcement may be there. Please do not talk, we are reading now, you have to listen to this. That announcement will not be there in Goloka. You can talk. Krishna himself is talking, you can talk with him. The talking itself is more than the Vedic hymn. So what to speak? In this way, when Brahma saw Krishna eating in the company of boys without any rules, regulation, then he thought, what's happening here? In the Vedic Shruti, it is stated that Lord Vishnu is a Yajna book. One who eats in the Yajna only. In any Yajna, the first offering has to be offered to Vishnu. Nothing else. Even if you are doing an Yajna for Indra, Indra can't directly take. He has to take Mahaprasada of Vishnu. First offering is Vishnu. So it is stated in the Shruti that Vishnu is known as Yajna book. He eats only in the yajnas. And everybody knew that Vishnu has descended as son of Devaki and he is growing up as son of Yashodamaya. Because from the higher planets, you can always see what is happening on the earth planet. They can. When Mother Devaki was pregnant, she was effulgent. Her body was effulgent. No pregnant woman becomes effulgent, you know. Effulgent. And they all knew, yes, Vishnu has come. And when Krishna was born, he was not born in ignorance. He was born with 400 form, fully grown up. Said, don't worry, my dear parents, I'll take care. Then Devaki has to say, no, we don't want such a big child, you know, small child, theek hai. Then he has to become a small child. This is all witnessed by all the demigods. It's not that they are in ignorance. They are in darkness, what's happening, Krishna is hiding somewhere, no. They all knew, they all saw that Krishna has taken birth. Krishna is moving from Mathura to Gokul. Krishna is crawling on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. They are seeing. They are wondering what's happening. Because they never saw before that Vishnu has crawled. He never saw that. They saw, Narsingadev breaking the pillar. He came, dum, dum, starch, finish. There's nothing like, crawling. No crawling. On the same spot, he can just start his activity. He doesn't have to crawl and find out things, how to walk. God is crawling. He's supposed to be moving faster than the fastest. And here he is moving very slowly, crawling. Bewildered. All activities are bewildering to them. What's happening? Finally, it is the last arrival. He is eating like this. He's supposed to be Yajna Book. How is he eating along with all these boys and taking from another person's basket, sometimes exchanging the prasad also? Jhuta, kya kar raha hai? In this way, Brahma, when he saw Krishna in a very casual manner, having the flute put into here and no stick of the, no taking the cuffs, no, you have needed stick, you know, sometimes you'll have to beat, hey, go this side, go this, in stick this side, flute this side, all these things, you know, not formally dressed, so to say, thoda dhoti idhar hai, thoda niche. Brahma was wondering, is this actually Vishnu, who is supposed to be removing the burden of this earth from the adharmic kings? Thoda doubt lag raha hai. Brahma. In this way, Brahma wanted to test out Krishna, whether he is actually Vishnu or not. So what he did, all these calves, they were already tied to the trees. So he took all the calves. And he had put them under sleep by his mystic power. Hid them in a cave. The boys who were enjoying their lunch, they just noticed that, hey, where are our calves? They are not there. Not just one or two. All of them. One stroke. None of them were there. So they noticed and they raised alarm. Oh, our calves are not there. Then Krishna said, don't worry. You continue your, lunch. You continue. I will go and find out. It is stated that Krishna at the time was eating dahi rice and fruits. Dahi rice. Dahi rice is little messy also. Dahi rice and fruits he was eating with the hand, dahi rice. He said, don't worry, I will go and find out. With the same hand, there is a river nearby. Yeah? He could have washed his hand. Chalo, aadho ki jayega. Nahi. I say, ut gaya. Then he started searching the dahi rice in the hand. Again, from arre, abhi bhi doubt kiya, abhi confirm ho gaya. No, aad bhi doya nahi hai. He never washed his hand. He was going to the mountains, caves, bushes, everywhere he was searching for all the calves. He didn't even find one single calf. He said, kya ya? If some are left, okay, some must be found, And he is not able to find even a single calf. Then, by his mystic power, the mystic power of Brahma, by his mystic, he is Yogeshwara also. He could understand, aaj dusra gadbad hai. Subhe subhe ek gadbad tha, abhi dusra gadbad. Ek din mein do gadbad ho raha hai aaj. He could understand This is the mischief of Brahma. Not a difficult for him to understand. So he said, no problem. He came back. ठीक है, cough लेके गया तो क्या हो गया? When he came back, he didn't find any of the boys. Same spot. The boys are also missing. He said, this is additional. That is first chapter, the second chapter, two chapters of Krishna's Brahma's mischief. So in this way, when the Lord could not find either the calves or the covered boys, he said, no problem. He actually expanded himself as many calves and as many covered boys as they were there in the morning. And exactly same features. Suppose for a calf, some calf may be a white body with a reddish spot here, brownish spot, some is brownish and little white spot, different calf. For us it may look like all are one calf, but the covered boys can understand which calf is what. Exactly like if you look at Chinese, everybody looks like same for us. But those who live in China, they know that different people these are, no? Same thing applicable to us. A Chinese will come here, all Indians look alike, alike. We know that we look different actually. Each calf is different and each has little indication, different colors and shapes and eyes and the ears, you can identify. Krishna expanded exactly same, not a single bit also different. It's not possible for an ordinary living entity to even understand what are the differences between one calf to another calf. What to speak of exactly, expanding in the same way, as many number, as minute detail as possible. There is nothing beyond that. In this way, Krishna expanded as the calves and the covered boys, and they went back home. When they went back home, nobody could suspect anything. They thought that the covered women, elderly women, they thought our son has come back. And the cows thought that our calf has come back. Nobody ever noticed. This is Krishna's mystic power. But one thing they felt was, they were feeling more affection for their offspring. The covered women, they were feeling that day too much affection. Oh, our son has come. They were started embracing, kissing. Every day they were not doing that. And they were having so much affection that, this is 5-year-old boys, 5-year-old boys, and the mothers, they were feeling like giving breast milk to them. And they were offering. A boy doesn't drink milk after 6 months, 8 months? After that what? He is eating some sweet rice and eating rice, etc. He's not going to eat, he's not going to drink breast milk at the age of 5. At the age of 5, suppose go to school and take a samosa given in Bhaktivedanta Swami Mission School. He's not going to ask for milk. But the mothers were feeling they want to feed their children who are 5 years old. And Krishna also is, the boys. Krishna in the form of boys, he was also drinking milk. Yes, give me milk. Today I don't want rice. Today milk. The calves, when they went to the Goshala, the cows have given another birth, another calf also. These are elder calves. And still they were more affectionate towards this calf than the younger one. Usually mother is more affectionate towards the younger child. Why? Because the younger child is more dependent on the mother. The elder child will go around, so theek hai, gumte rehta theek hai. The younger one always depending on mother, so mother is naturally having affection, more affection towards the younger child. Here the younger calf is there, this elder one, the mother cow is licking this one, oh please come and take milk. And he is drinking the milk. This calf. It is stated by Sukadeva Goswami that the Vedic Shrutis, Vedic hymns, they are glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead since time immemorial. Purusha Shukta, so many Shukta, so many other glorification, these are all happening unlimitedly since time immemorial, and the Lord is not very much satisfied. It is stated here, when Krishna, in the form of a small boy, in the form of the calf, when he drank the milk from their respective mother, he was fully satisfied. The breast milk of this elderly gopi, who are not even real mother, by drinking that, Krishna was more satisfied than the glorification of the Vedic hymns from time immemorial, from minus infinity to the present time. That long time also you glorify Krishna, says Thike, and just drinking the milk for a few minutes, Krishna says, now I am satisfied. Because that is the devotion of his devotees expressed at him, and the devotion has satisfied him, not that. Otherwise, simply uttering the hymns does not satisfy him completely. So in this way, it is described here that the mystic power, that of Brahma, the exhibited by Brahma, looked like the light emitted by glowworm is an insect. In the night it may emit some light. In the night it looks like, this is a big source of light. But when the sun rises, glowworm, you don't even see. No value. Brahma's mystic power is compared to the mystic power of a glowworm. And Krishna's is like the light of the sun. So in front of Krishna's mystic power, Brahma's mystic power has of no value whatsoever it may be. So in this way, when Brahma actually saw, so this was happening for almost a year. It is described that when Brahma came back after putting these calves and cowherd boys, when he came back, he saw actually all of them present there. All of them present. He said, what's happening? I just put it there. They are here. He went back and saw they are already sleeping. All of the calves and the boys. He was confused. Then again he went back and saw, yes, they are there. And who are they? When he was thinking like that, in bewilderment, Krishna actually manifested all these covered boys and calves as 400 Vishnumurti forms. Each one of them is like Vishnumurti. So when he saw that, he was completely jolted. Really? I thought I will test this one Krishna. Now every one of them became like, Vishnu. I wanted to check one Vishnu. Now there are unlimited Vishnu. He was completely bewildered. He was stunned. He was silent completely. Not knowing what is happening. What is happening? So in this way, when he saw that, he was so bewildered that with the effulgence of Vishnu, he could not after some time be able to see anything actually. So much effulgence coming from the body of Vishnu, He could not even see properly what's there in front of him. So, Lord Krishna removed the curtain of Yoga Maya. That is Yoga Maya he has put. He removed the curtain of Yoga Maya and he actually showed entire Vrindavan and the wonderful river, trees, all these things. And slowly brought to close-up of the picnic spot, same picnic spot. And there he actually showed same Krishna standing with dahi rice in his hand. Same. Exactly same. What happened? 1 year back, which according to Brahma scale was half a moment. He was just keeping and coming back. It was only half a moment for him. Even though they are on the same place, Brahma's time scale is working in his own way and the earthly time scale is also happening in his own way. It's actually 1 year on the earthly scale. It was just a moment for Brahma. And Krishna, same Krishna was standing with dahi rice and fruit in the hand. When Brahma saw that these all Vishnumurtis are none other than this person, a small boy, 5 years old boy, standing with this dahi rice in his hand and the fruit in his hand, he is same Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, his doubt is clear now. This, even though he is a small boy, he is God himself. So, in this way, Brahma came down from his swan carrier to realize the ground reality. He was a little bit in the sky, you know, he was in a different reality. Came down to the ground level and he fell flat like a golden rod. His body was having golden hue, so it was like a rod. Actual Dandavat Pranam. Not Prabhu Dandavat Pranam. Yes, Dandavat Pranam. Danda Jaisa. Danda is like a stick. Falling fully like a stick. When stick falls down, there is no restriction of the, you know, anywhere. It's flat. Complete real flat. Eight places touching. Dandavat Pranam means Ashtanga Namaskar. Ashtanga. Eight parts of the body touching. Touching in the eight places. So in this way, he was crying. I am so foolish. I was testing this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tears were coming from his eyes and so much tears of joy that he practically washed the lotus feet of Krishna. He didn't have to bring the water from the river nearby. His tears only, it was like flowing, like completely coming so fast, so much coming from his eyes. He washed the lotus feet of Krishna. And he offers wonderful prayers here, glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So, there is a whole chapter full of prayers. So, some of the important points from these prayers we can discuss. Lord Krishna declares that you are the only worshipable personality. Lord Krishna, you are the only worshipable personality. Even though there are so many deities, they are unfit to be worshipped. If person like me, who was thinking that I am the first created being, I am the source of everything, and so many things I thought, if I can be in such a bewilderment, nobody is fit to be worshipped. You are the only fittest person to be worshipped. And I really cannot understand your personal form fully. Something I got an idea, but I it's beyond my capacity. Totally inconceivable. If somebody is trying to understand the self and God by means of speculative process of jnana marg, different other process, Lord Brahma says, their effort is going to be in vain. Because what they are doing is they are beating the husk to get some grains. Rice, you take the rice, you pound the rice, beating. Then grain is separate from the husk, shell. So you separate all the rice, separate the husk. So husk is, no, you don't have any, you know, grains there. If somebody takes all the husk and tries to pound that and try to get some grain, you are wasting their time. Because the rice is not there, it's already removed. So the speculative process is only working in the material realm. Somebody tries to understand the spiritual reality by speculation, he says they are just fooling around. They don't know what they are doing. They are simply trying to get rice out of husk. Brahma is telling. Lord Brahma is telling the great philosophers and scientists, they may be able to count the number of atoms in this universe. Number of atoms. How many atoms? Inconceivable. A small object like this may have billions of atoms actually. Billions. A small like this. How many objects are there? How many atoms? He said, it may be even theoretically possible to count number of atoms, but it may not be able to understand, that person will not be able to understand all your transcendental qualities. He cannot count. He may be able to count the number of atoms. He may be able to count the number of particles of the sunshine. Sunshine, no? So many particles are coming, electrons you can say. So many photons are coming. It's so difficult to even know that there are photons coming. Forget about how many photons. In a second, how many? In a minute, how many? He says, if suppose somebody is very intelligent, maybe he'll be able to count, which is theoretical, hypothetically speaking. Still, to understand the number of transcendental qualities of you is not possible. Brahma is telling. So Krishna's qualities are so transcendental and inconceivable that ordinary soul cannot even understand it. How many are there? Forget about understanding each one of their quality. We are talking about number only. Afterwards comes what that quality is. Not possible. So, Brahma goes further to say, a devotee, a famous shloka, tattenu kampam susumikshamano, this famous shloka, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I used to recite that shloka, he used to replace bhakti for mukti. So here, tattenu kampam susumikshamano bhunjane evatma kritam vipakam hridvag vapurbir vidadam namaste jiveta yo mukti 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 padesa daya bhak. A devotee, he is rendering devotional service, he is getting so many troubles, so many people are giving him trouble, the material nature is giving him trouble, and he quietly undergoes the suffering, maybe because of my previous karma I am getting this suffering. I got hit my toes. I got hurt. Oh, maybe because this is my previous karma. No problem. He doesn't say that, I came to Radha Ras Bihari and I was so absorbed in the thoughts of Radha Ras Bihari. I was walking without seeing the rail and my toe got hurt. What is this? Radha Ras Bihari, don't tell me that there is a rail here. Why are you keeping quiet? No, I will not come to take your darshan tomorrow. If somebody says their faith is a completely flickering faith, even if unlimited suffering comes, a person is so fixed up in Krishna consciousness is that let it come and go, it's like, just the heat and cold keeps coming and going. What am I supposed to do? I am supposed to do devotional service unto you. Fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Here it says that such persons who are undergoing the suffering but then still continuing fixed up in Krishna consciousness, for them going back to Godhead is their legal right. Daya bhak. It's like rightful claim. It's like father has got the property, after father passes away, the son is the legal heir of the property. Like that, a devotee who takes up to the process of Krishna consciousness, under all circumstances, irrespective of what trouble he gets from whatever manner it is, and those candidates, they are the real rightful candidates for going back to God. And there is nothing called an option for them. It's something natural for them. Dayabha. Rightful claim. Brahma goes further. My dear Lord, I am like a tiny spark in front of a great fire. In a fire, forest fire, or your wood is burning, there will be, because there may be some wetness, you will find there is cracking of the wood when it burns. In that cracking, sometimes sparks will come out. Click! The spark, the closer it is to the fire, the fiery quality is more stronger. The farther it comes out, it loses its quality of fieriness. Isn't it? The farther it comes, it doesn't act like fire. Slowly it extinguishes. And the fire's capacity is, it can produce unlimited number of sparks. Spark cannot produce anything further. On the other hand, it has to extinguish on his own. So, Brahma is comparing himself like a spark, and he is comparing Krishna to be a fire, like a forest fire, unlimited, strength. Lord Brahma says, my dear Lord, my eyes were blinded with ignorance. I was so ignorant that I was going to check you out. Ignorance, tamas, is darkness. Knowledge is light. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Don't be in darkness, come to light. If a person is in knowledge, he knows what things are, what is what. If somebody is in darkness, he can't see things as they are. He may mistake something for something else. So he said, I was in deep darkness. And even though I am the creator of the world, you have imparted all the knowledge by playing the flute from Goloka Vrindavan. Brahma did not meet Lord Vishnu directly and get instructions. He didn't do that. It is all, you know, given to him in the heart. Directly manifested. Even though I had this knowledge, still I am bewildered in ignorance. Today, you have opened my eyes. Now I know what things are. Brahma says, my dear Lord, I am as tall as 7 span of my hand. Brahma's height is 7 times this. Then I thought, hey, 7 times it looks bigger. Morning I was measuring, how much is our height? When I measure, it is less than 4. You can go and measure also yours. Span of the hand. Brahma was 7 times. Oh, I thought you must be very tall. In his hand, like, you know, Mahapurusha, their hands are also long and their body is also tall. He says, my dear Lord, I am as my height is 7 times the span of my hand and I am inside this universe, which is like a egg, a closed shell, closed egg. And I thought that I am the greatest person in this universe. Today, my eyes are open. I could understand that even though I am the creator, I am so tall, 7 times span of my hand, I can understand that this universe, like this, there are unlimited number of universes are coming from your bodily pores. So what is the value of this universe? There are unlimited universe. Unlimited number of universes coming. Brahma goes further to say that, my dear Lord, in the womb of the mother, the child is lying down. At the month, 7 months, according to Bhagavatam embryology, when the child becomes 7 months old in the womb, the child gets consciousness. It has already developed the limbs also, legs, hands, etc. The child may just try to move this way or that way, and it may actually kick the mother, suppose. Kicking the mother. Brahma is telling, the child in the womb may kick the mother and the mother does not mind. Mother doesn't say, hey, why are you kicking? Don't kick me this side. He is helplessly kicking. Mother does not mind. Forget about in the womb. Even if the child is born, child is going to do like this, it's like kicking. Mother is not going to mind. Exactly in the same way, am I not your child? I am born from your navel only. I am like your child. And I have offended you like kicking of the child. Exactly like a small baby when he kicks, the mother doesn't mind. Please, you also don't mind. When the child is small, it can kick. When the child grows up, it can go and kick the mother. Hey, Jana. He is 50 years old and still he wants to kick. That is another ignorance. So he says, please forgive me, you know. My offense is like a small child kicking you. Like a mother, you please forgive me. 50-year-old boy is begging the mother. So in this way, Lord Brahma says, my dear Lord,
I want to pay obeisances as long as the creation exists. Please consider me as your devotee as long as this creation exists. I want to become full-time devotee now. So far I was not. Always I want to be a devotee until this creation exists. Rest of my lifetime, please consider me as your devotee. Surrender. Now I am surrendered to you. So, he was glorifying how fortunate are these Brajavasis. They are your associates and they are dealing with you in different way. They are very, very fortunate. Very, so fortunate that if at all I will have to be born again, if I have to be born again, let me be born as a small creature in this Vrindavan so that your associates, when they walk around, let the dust of their lotus feet fall on my head. That will be very satisfying to me. Exactly like Uddhava. Let me be born as a small creature and take the dust of the lotus feet of your devotee. That will be the perfection of my life. Brahma says, my dear Lord, your opulences are beyond my mind, body and words. Mind is very powerful. It is beyond my thinking capacity. You'll have to know that Brahma has created this entire universe from his mind. The Kumaras came from the mind. So many things are coming from the mind. He didn't physically make the universe. He thought that let there be a planet, planet is there. He has to only think. Let there be sun, sun is there. Let there be this Bhumandala, Bhumandala is there. Everything in the mind. Not physically making the mandala or making something, no. He says, it is beyond his thinking capacity, the opulences of the Lord. Completely inconceivable. So, in this way, Lord Brahma made parikrama of Lord Krishna 3 times and bowed down and he left the place on the swan carrier. So, as he left, all the boys and calf, they came back. And when they saw Krishna with Dahira, still Krishna is holding Dahiraisa in his hand. The boy said, oh Krishna, you came so fast. We thought that it will take some time. You came so fast. Very good. Please join the lunch. After 1 year. 1 year has passed since the time they were taken back and brought back. They saw, Krishna, you came so fast. Please join. Your dahi rice is still in your hand. It didn't even go dry. Please finish that and take more. Same thing was lying down. So, when Krishna in this way came back, he went back to the their respective house. All the boys, the real boys were going. Nobody could notice the transition. One fine day Krishna started coming, another fine day the real ones came, nobody ever noticed. But just 5 days before this 1 year, Balaram saw something very strange. That was, Balaram, Krishna, they were standing and all the calves were on the foothill. And the cows, mother cows, were on the hill, Govardhan top. When the mother cows saw these calves, they became very overwhelmed with love. And they started coming down. And the elderly gopas, they wanted to stop the cows. But cows could not be stopped. They were very aggressive. Came down. They were ashamed. Hey, we cannot stop these cows going down. And they were very angry also. When the cows came down, they started licking their respective calves. And from their milk bag, milk was overflowing and the calves are also drinking the milk, which are already eating grass. Grass ko chod karke doodh pita hai. Ye kya hai? Balaram was noticing. Kuch toh ho raha hai idhar. Then the elderly gopas, they came down to take the cows back. When they came down, when they met their children who are 5 years old, more than 5, they became very affectionate and they started kissing the child and smelling the head. A small baby, if you take, you may kiss the baby and smell the head and embrace like that. They themselves were doing. They didn't realize that these are all grown-up boys. They are not small children. When Balaram saw this, he thinks, kuch to gadbade. He said, these people are not seeming to be the original ones. Whether there is some other demigods are playing around or what. But they cannot be demigods. They don't look like demigods. So, Balaram told Krishna, Krishna, kuch problem hai there. Something is wrong. What is wrong? Can you explain? He said that, just keep quiet. I will tell you only. Don't tell anybody else. So Krishna actually narrates the entire thing. What happened since the time Brahma stole and thing. Then he said, that is why something is going wrong. When Krishna becomes a small boy or a calf, then their parents, respective mother and father, they become overwhelmed with love. It is stated that the residents of Vrindavan, the elderly gopas, elderly gopis, the neighbors of Mother Yasoda, they were all, when they see Krishna, they get attracted because Krishna is all attractive. And when they see that Mother Yasoda is nicely decorating Krishna, dressing him, feeding him, giving so many things, different services, they all used to feel that, see, she is serving nicely Krishna. We don't have this opportunity. We are very unfortunate. When will we get this opportunity like Mother Yasoda? When will we get the opportunity like Nanda Maharaj? When will the cows also, when they see, oh, Krishna is like that, when will I be able to exchange their loving relation? They always add the desire and the feeling. Krishna reciprocates with the devotees. So when this desire was so predominant, then during this 1 year time, he fulfilled all those desires. He became their children, their child in everyone's house. Everyone's house it was Krishna. Every child in the village was actually Krishna. All the people, they were feeling so much affection for Krishna. Their desire was fulfilled. Now they actually served Krishna. Fed Krishna with the breast milk, and kissed Krishna, and dressed Krishna, fed Krishna. Everything that they want, they saw that Krishna's no parents, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya, whatever service they were doing, they were able to do. So in this way, it is explained that sometimes people complain that why Krishna is dancing Ras Leela with somebody else's wife. It's unethical. If somebody does it, he will be considered, you know, unethical person. So it is explained by our acharyas that when Brahma stole all the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna expanded on the cowherd boys. So in all the boys at that time was actually Krishna. It is stated that all the gopis, they were married at the time only, during this 1 year, quote unquote. They got married, okay, whom they got married, it appeared like they got married to some gopa, but at that point of time, that gopa was Krishna only. It was Krishna. So they actually married to Krishna. And when he dancing with the gopis, because he got married, he has every right to dance with his wife actually. What's the big problem? So in that way, it is also explained that there is nothing unethical about Krishna dancing with the gopis in the rasa dance. So in this way, Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard the entire story of this Leela, still he had a question. How is that? How is? Even though the boy
in their house of a elderly gopi in the Gokul, even though the boy was somebody else, how is that they have so much affection for this child, so much affection? So Sukadeva Goswami explains that for every conditioned soul, their body is very, very dear to them. Everyone's body. First is one's body. My body, I am very much attached to my body. I want to see that my body is okay. And once this body is okay, then that attachment goes to next level, that is relatives, close relatives. Son, father, wife, husband, all relation. So we want to see that this is protected, this should be alright. When that is satisfied, then comes a distant relative, then friends. Different layers of our attachment. Different layers. So such a conditioned soul, if he thinks that his body is the self, is called Dehatma Buddhi. Deha ko atma karke samastai Dehatma Buddhi. I am this body, my body should be alright, Deha. This is my self. For such a person, there is no scope for him to get out. No scope for him to get out. Unless he takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami explains in this sloka, in this chapter, how Samasritaye padapallavaplavam mahatpadam punyayasho murare Bhavambudirvatsa padam param padam 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 yat vipadam natesham. Krishna's lotus feet, which is very soft, like the flower petal. Flower petal is very soft. Pada pallava plavam. And this soft lotus feet of Krishna is compared to a boat in the ocean. And this ocean is Bhavambudhi, is the ocean of material existence. Bhavambudhi. In the ocean, if somebody is drowning, in the middle of the ocean, somebody is there, and if he has to reach the shore, there is no way he can swim across the ocean and reach the shore. No way. How long a person can swim? You put somebody in the middle of Indian Ocean. If somebody may be an expert swimmer, like karma, jnana, yoga, one may be expert in all these things. If he thinks that he will do all these practices and become fully liberated and go back to Godhead, they are wasting their time. Because by one's own effort, one cannot cross this ocean of Bhavambudhi. Bhavambudhi ocean. Only scope for a person to cross this ocean is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is like a shelter boat. Boat. Krishna's lotus feet is compared to boat. Plavam. Padapallava plavam. Pada. Feet. Mahatpadam. It's a great destination. It is so great that it can give shelter to any number of conditioned souls. No problem. By taking shelter of the lotus feet, one can reach the ultimate destination of going back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, somebody who is in the concept of bodily satisfaction, Dehatma Buddhi, for such people, Sukadeva Goswami says, Padam Padam Yat Vipadam Natesham, every step is a danger. You take one step and reach Krishna, or suffer in this material world taking every step with great anxiety and danger. Every single step is a danger, means we don't know what is going to happen next moment. Something may happen, you just may just step outside this temple and anything, you can just fall down. You may be a very healthy man, one fine day your heart may say, Hari Bol, I am going to stop, you know. You will be helpless. Anything can happen, we don't know. Every step is a danger. Every step we are taking in danger, and he says, why don't you take one small step? One small step. And that small step
is that taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, for a person who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, for him crossing this ocean of material existence is like crossing the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Vatsa padam. Vatsa means calf. Very significant here. The water in a calf's hoof print, even a small baby can cross. What to speak of a grown-up man? Even a small baby who started walking, he can even cross that. A learner, learning to walk, even a baby can cross. Sukadeva Goswami very specifically says here calf's hoof print. He doesn't even say a cow's hoof print. Cow's hoof print is a little bigger than calf's, you know. Water contained in a cow's hoof print will be more than the calf's. Calf is the very, you know, very small. Calf, if you see, calf is, you know, his legs are small and the hoof is also very small. That impression is nothing. Because Krishna, at 5 years old, he was tending the calves, so he's comparing to calf's hoof print. Calf, small, very small. Water, the entire ocean of bhava becomes sunk into a water containing a small calf's hoof print. One can very easily cross, no difficulty. Only thing is, one has to be surrendered to Krishna. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma dana vratam manuku lena krishnanu siranam bhakti ruttamam. Pure devotional service. If one takes the process of pure devotional service, even though he may be a learner, like a small baby learning, walking, he can also cross by the mercy of Krishna. A learner can achieve perfection simply by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is a shelter boat to cross this ocean of material existence. So in this way, Sukadeva Goswami concludes this Leela by by stating that if one at the end of a Leela, benefits of hearing also is given. The benefit of hearing this Brahma Vimohana Leela is that, Sukadeva Goswami says, if one hears this pastime of how Lord Krishna killed the Agasura demon and how the boys went to the forest to have their picnic and how Lord Krishna exhibited, manifested his 400 forms in every calf and the cowherd boys, and the prayers of Lord Brahma, if one listens attentively, one is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires, not material desires, all his spiritual desire. If one hears this Leela very attentively and nicely, and he has appreciation for this, Sukadeva Goswami is giving the benediction that one's spiritual desires will be fulfilled. So, on this auspicious occasion of the appearance of Lord Krishna, let us desire that, let our mind be always in the lotus feet of Krishna. Let our activities be always engaged in serving his lotus feet. So in this way, if we engage our life in service of Krishna, we can have the rightful claim of serving the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Radha Ras Bihari ji ki, Tai Gaura Premanande. Any questions or anything to add?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for giving me this wonderful pastime for Lord Krishna. I have two questions. Where was Lord Balaram when Brahma is...
Okay, very good question. On the day that Leela happened, Brahma Vimohana Leela, that was actually Balaram's appearance day, Balaram's birthday. Thank you for bringing this point. It was actually Balaram's birthday. So Balaram's mother Rogini said, today you don't have to go. I will cook nicely for you and you stay at home. You eat at home only today. So she wanted to serve him also more. She wanted his company also. Today you be with me. I know you don't have to go. So on that day, Balaram did not go. on the day 1 year before, Balaram did not go. So you can understand, even Balaram, until 5 days before 1 year, he also didn't really notice. You can see, Balaram is the very first expansion of Krishna. And it is stated that the difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is blackish blue like the rain cloud. You can see rain cloud every day, you can see rain cloud and get reminded of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is coming from the, you know, Arabian Sea, Krishna's color. You get reminded about Krishna. And Balaram is white. The difference between Krishna and Balaram is just the color. Everything else is same. Including, even Balaram performs Rasalila dance. He has his own set of gopis, by the way. There's no mix-up. No mix-up. Balaram, who is as good as Krishna, he could not understand for 355 days that these all calves and covered boys are Krishna. He didn't understand. That is Krishna. Even the next expansion cannot actually understand so easily. So that establishes the Krishna supremacy. Absolute supremacy. There is no scope for anything less. Absolute means absolute. So when Krishna's Maya works, even Balaram cannot actually understand so easily. But that is to show emphasis on Krishna supremacy. Yes, he was not there on the day.
You said that our Acharya says that Krishna married all the gopis, yes, within this 1 year.
What is that?
So within, yes, 1 year. So how it is possible that one person before, like Yagopavit Sanskar and all the things.
What is that?
Yagopavit Janeva Sanskar and Upnayan Sanskar.
Yes.
Get married.
It is, you have to know that in Vrindavan, there is no sanskar and there is so many rules and regulations, it is not very much adhered to.
But Vasudev like instruct Tunand Maharaj that you can't do the, like a,
yes, name to given, name giving sanskar is there. But as far as it is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam about marriage, it's an additional explanation given by our acharyas to show that how is rightful to, you know, dance with them. So it is quite possible, there is no strict rules and regulations are imposed upon the residents of Vrindavan. If they voluntarily do something, fine. They are also trying to do yajna for you know, Indra. It looks like they are following something. They may follow and they may just drop it also. So it's not very strict on them. It's not strict that they have to do it like that. Exemption. Krishna, devotional service is spontaneous. So if Krishna said this is the way, then they'll say, okay, no problem. Nanda Maharaj agreed to Krishna's wish that no need for yajna to Indra, let it be Govardhan Puja. They agreed. So like that.
Hare Krishna.
Did Krishna said anything to Brahma?
Krishna said?
Anything to Brahma after?
He smiled at him. Theek hai, jao. Kya bolega? He has to understand and he understood. So if he has understood rightly, then you smile. Like Krishna is smiling, and he smiled. Yes, okay. Even when you are smiling, still Dahirais was there. Then he didn't complain. Now I understood. Dahirais rakho, humko kya karna, chalo, aapka pasar, humko matlab nahi hai.
Hare Krishna. Roji, just like we know that Krishna and Balaram, they are non-different, as you rightly said. But I also heard that Balaramji, he is none other than Ananga Manjari. And we also understand that Manjari's position is not on the same.
Balaram.
Way. I heard like.
Balaram.
Balaramji is
Manjari.
Is it right?
Manjari.
Ananga Manjari. She serves Radharani.
Ho. Manjari. Manjaris, yeah, are who?
Manjaris are assistants to the Sakhis.
Sakhis are who?
Sakhi.
Who are the Sakhis?
Assistant to Radharani.
Radharani. Who is Radharani?
She is none other than Krishna.
Like. Okay, but what energy she is?
Internal energy.
Internal energy. Ladini Shakti. Pleasure giving potency. To give pleasure. Whereas Balaram is a first expansion and he becomes servant in different ways, like a snake bed, Ananta. he becomes Ananta and carries his hood like an umbrella. And different pastimes, he assists Krishna in a different mood. Unka manjari mat banana. Manjaris are in the conjugal mood, right? Conjugal love. And their rasa is different. So don't mix up. Vishnu Tattva, he is not Ladanisa, he is as good as Krishna, he is a Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva. How you can make Vishnu Tattva into Ladini Shakti? Kabhi kabhi galat sun raha hai kya?
No, I don't know.
Kidhar se suna hai bata, wo source ko jaake abhi bolna padega.
No, I was just checking with you, is it correct?
Oh, acha, you must have dreamt it or?
No, somebody.
No, who is that somebody?
One of my friends.
We'll have to check over your friends also, I think. Bona fide, as long as something is not bona fide, you can't just spread it. If one has to talk something, talk based upon Bhagavatam. Talk based upon the Goswami literature. Talk based upon Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures. You can't have some idea other than this authority. This is the authority. Shastra, the authority. You can't make anybody anything, you know. One find I say that manjaris are like Vishnu Tattva, sorry. Manjari kaisa Vishnu Tattva ban sakta hai? You can dress up like that, that's okay. But then you can't have the potency, you know. Balaram is Vishnu Tattva. Nimai Hari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, when he is a baby, still he is the Supreme Lord. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He knows everything. So when he was searching the calves and calves, so he was not getting them, finding them, then he used his that potency, mystical power. Then he understood that Brahma's activity. So why he had to use his mystical power? So he is the Supreme Lord.
It is, the power is not different from the powerful person. He has to physically do it also, you know, because he is performing this pastime in the human form. Like a human being, he has to do it. If he didn't go on the sitting, only if he had understood, then there will not be any no taste in the pastime. The boys will be sitting there. If he says that, oh, the calves are not there, I can bring them by sitting here only if he says, then they will not be able to deal with him as a boyfriend, you see. Yes, oh, it is not there. Okay, let me go and find out. Huh? Oh, yeah, you go and continue eating, I will come. Oh, yeah, you go, don't worry, we will be eating. So, there is relation. You should look like real also, you know. So, not only that, there are so many observers, you know, demigods, they should also know that this is what is happening, you know. Krishna is performing like a human being. So, he has to go search physically and then come to a conclusion with Brahmas. Because if you are doing a drama, you have to do all the steps there, you know. You may know that what you are doing, but still you have to do it so that observers will know that the actual activity is happening. So in that way, Krishna has to do. He knows actually. He doesn't have to even move out from that place. Still, he is doing it to make the pastime look complete and relishable.
Because that time the coward boys and calves are not there. So it was not necessary. To show the dramatical action.
To show?
The dramatical action, I mean.
Which dramatical action?
Like, what's happening, then he used his mystical power.
So when the calves and coward boys are not there.
Are not there.
But all the demigods are watching, you know. Okay. Including Brahma. What's happening, they are also watching. For them also it should look real, you know. It is a lesson for all the demigods through Brahma. Dekho, inko halat aisa ho gaya, tum log bhi theek rehna. In spite of that, later Indra was showering the rain. You can understand, demigods like Lord Brahma and Indra, repeatedly they see, still they be bewildered. This is happening, Brahma ka alat aisa ho gaya. Do you think that Indra was not watching? He was watching. Every demigod is a lesson for them. In spite of Brahma, Dandavat Pranam, all the glorification, everybody heard, you are the Supreme Lord, none other than you is the worshipable deity, he is telling it actually. Brahma says, in front of a deity like you, I am like a village doll, like a bachcha log hai na, unko ek bachcha chahiye, bachcha ko bachcha chahiye, na, uska, wo bachcha ka kya value hai? It's just a doll. He is telling, in front of you, my power is like a dog. This is all the demigods are listening. In spite of that, when Krishna said, let us do Govardhan Puja, immediately Indra becomes offended, upset. What about Brahma's statement that none other than you is the ultimate supreme worshipable personality, and that personality is telling, let us do worship of Govardhan, why you have to take offense? Repeatedly, whenever they see the activities of Krishna is so bewildering, because supreme personality playing a humanly role, so bewildering. Repeatedly teaching also they get bewildered. So Krishna is continuing that so-called quote-unquote drama, so that all others also see that it is actually a real thing happening, not something very abruptly changing scenes. So one has to understand what is a conditioned soul's position if people like Brahma, Indra, these are all actually very exalted personalities. We should not take them very lightly. You can become Brahma by following the Swadharma for 100 lifetimes. Ek lifetime ka andar itna takleef lag raha hai. 100 lifetime. You can be a resident of Brahma Loka, not in Brahma. By being a resident, you can be elevated to become Brahma in the future maybe. By performing 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, you can become Indra. Ek Yajna karna muskil hai. Ashwamedha Yajna is more, serious affair. So these people became that position, taken that position by undergoing a very serious austerity and tapasya and great effort. After being elevated in that position, they can be repeatedly bewildered. So one has to think about our situation. We are insignificant in front of their power in general. We can be of any significance only when you become devotee at the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise, our significance is nothing, however great a person may be. So this is to show the conditioned soul also, in kalab dekho, thoda savadhan raho. So iske liye.
May I ask one more question, please? When Brahma came to know, that actually he is making mistake, and when he understood it, the first time he came, and only, one moment he came back, and it is already 1 year passed. But that time he didn't bring the calves and cowboys.
That time?
He didn't bring them. And again he went to bring them back. So it should be more than 1 year.
You are applying your material logic in the transcendental domain. Be aware of Krishna's transcendental potency. He doesn't have to bring Krishna, boom, he can bring also. It's not that he went and handed over, he doesn't have to do that. Krishna can just bring it by his mere potency. It is not said that he brought and handed it over. Please, I took it, hand it over, please sign, received on such and sign karna. Courier aagaya, received karke sign karna. O sab zarurat nahi hai. It's not two moments, it's only one moment, it is only 1 year. So, be aware that you are dealing in transcendental domain. Things work in a very different way. Material logic fails in the transcendental domain. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaurap Premanande.